KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 41 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for it to be sunny and windy here today with a high in Atlantic of around 65 degrees. Our news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. An altercation at the Harlan High School Wednesday resulted in one student being sent to the hospital and another charged with assault. According to the Harlan Police Department, 15-year-old Aaron Mickles of Harlan was charged with assault causing injury following an altercation between the teen and Justin Dickinson, who was also from Harlan. Dickinson was transported to Murtu Medical Center following the incident, where he was treated for a possible head injury. Mickles was cited for the alleged offense and released to the custody of his father. The case was referred to juvenile court. On October the 6th, three teens from Harlan and a fourth from Elkhorn were cited for offenses which included assault, disorderly conduct, and false reporting to police following an altercation at the Harlan skate park. Authorities say 17-year-old Hannah Shackelford of Harlan was charged with disorderly conduct, assault with injury, and false reporting to police. Tabitha Wyatt, age 17, of Harlan, was charged with criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and assault with injury. 16-year-old Chantel Ayers of Harlan was charged with disorderly conduct, and 17-year-old Dylan Jager of Elkhorn was charged with disorderly conduct, assault with injury, and false reporting to police. Each of the teens were cited and released to their parents or guardians. The cases were referred to juvenile court. In other news, the Harlan police report a Harlan man was arrested October the 5th after he allegedly struck an off-duty police officer in the chest. 21-year-old Dane Dodge was charged with assault. He posted a $300 cash bond on Tuesday, and his trial was set for March 13th of 2012 in Shelby County District Court. And a Harlan teen was charged with assault on October the 5th following an investigation into an incident which occurred September 24th between 16-year-old Haley Miller and another girl. The assault charge was filed by the alleged victim and her mother against Miller, who was cited for the alleged offense. Her case was referred to juvenile court. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seifert has increased the fire danger in his county to high due to a lack of moisture and anticipated strong winds. Seifert says the county has received less than 1/4 inch of moisture since Monday. The lack of moisture coupled with forecasted strong winds means conditions in the fields will be extremely dry and result in an increased risk of fires caused by machinery or open burning. Seifert notes that Shelby County is not currently in a burn ban. Cass and Greene counties are in burn bans here in western Iowa. Seifert is asking residents of Shelby County to call 755-2124 to report any controlled burns. The caller will be instructed to notify their local fire chief. He says it's hoped that by increasing public awareness and through public cooperation, officials can avoid placing Shelby County in a burn ban. The sheriff of Guthrie County is warning parents and children in the area about a suspicious person who has contacted young people in an apparent attempt to solicit them for a movie role. Sheriff Marty Argenbright says a man who claims to be from Los Angeles has been communicating with young people through Facebook about making a movie early next year in Guthrie Center.
He wanted to contact some people and you know, see if they were interested, and that's what he's done with half a dozen 8th graders to, you know, high school age.
He says some of the young people responded to his inquiry, which Argenbright says sets the stage for their classmates and friends to be solicited as well. The sheriff says he was alerted to the attempted contacts by school officials.
Guthrie Center School called law enforcement. We went down, met with the principal, and then we let all the other schools in the county know. And then after that, we've heard it's, you know, Dallas County, Polk County maybe, Other schools around the area are receiving the same kind of Facebook mail to certain people that he befriends.
The man identifies himself as Dan Worthington. Argenbright said his office has been in contact with the FBI, which advised him he should continue to investigate the matter. He said there haven't been any new reports of attempted contact with students in Guthrie County since last Monday or Tuesday, but if adults hear of any such attempts, they should contact law enforcement. Parents in the Panorama and Guthrie Center school districts received notices about the dangers of their kids having a public profile on Facebook.
If one Facebook user did it that way, then he got in, and then if they responded, then he found their friends and went from there.
He says Worthington contacted one student through a public profile page, and then he said that there are some rules at Facebook users of any age, but especially young people, should follow.
Don't ever arrange to meet with someone. Don't put your picture on there or any identifying information, you know, name, home address, school, anything like that, because we don't know what their ultimate goal is.
Argenbright says Worthington isn't being charged with anything, but his intentions are suspicious.
That's the deal. I mean, he hasn't done anything wrong, but we don't know what his goal is. And when you set up something like this, you can, you know, imagine what his plan is.
And finally, in area news, the Iowa Department of Transportation announced they're replacing the U.S. Highway 6 bridge over Keg Creek in Pottawatomie County using a unique accelerated bridge construction, or ABC design, which is a first for Iowa. And officials say you can watch it all happen live via the project webcam. To accelerate construction, the bridge is being completely prefabricated off-site. Once the bridge sections are delivered to the site, only a 2-week road closure will be required for installation. If traditional construction methods had been used for the project, the road would have been partially or completely closed for several months, resulting in substantial traffic disruption. The DOT has launched a new website so you can easily access the detailed information about that Highway 6 Keg Creek project, complete with an animated video depicting the construction process. The website also includes a live web camera to follow construction process and a brief user satisfaction survey. You can find the link to that website on our website at KJAN.com. Click on the News tab and look for this story. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Frances Jarnigan, age 72, of Panora, died Sunday at her home. Memorial services for Frances Jarnigan will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Virginia Rasmussen, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home. Funeral services for Virginia Rasmussen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mardell Hancock, age 83, of Waverly and formerly of Indianola, died Saturday at her home in Waverly. A graveside service for Mardell Hancock will be on Monday at 5 p.m. at the Memorial Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. And Richard Eugene Williamson, age 42, of Loveland, Colorado and formerly of Anita, died Saturday in Loveland. Graveside services for Richard Williamson will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.